Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust now since 1999 when he joined us, still a member of the Federal Open Market Committee back in those days. He's been helping us with our FedWatch shows ever since, and he is, as you know, many of you see him on CNBC over the years. He's a great contributor there. He spent 36 years with the Federal Reserve System. Last job is the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and a former chancellor of the Texas A&M system, too. Bob McTeer, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So the Fed's meeting today and tomorrow. The reason I didn't mind having you on today, because I know there was a scheduling issue, is because I don't think there's anything more going to be more dramatic tomorrow than there is today. What do you think?
I think you're probably right. One could make a case that they could get away with a slight tightening tomorrow, but they haven't been preparing us for that. There have been no warnings, so I'm assuming they won't do anything tomorrow.
Well, what would be the justification?
The justification is not that the economy is overheating and needs to be cooled down by tighter monetary policy. The justification is that monetary policy has been on an emergency basis for several years now, and it's distorting the economy, and they need to get out from under that. So the question becomes not whether it's needed, but whether it could be tolerated.
So you're saying they're out of bullets, and they need to find any opportunity to reload some kind of power, some kind of leverage.
And pick up that extra quiver.
Yeah.
Not quiver, I guess, arrow.
Uh-huh. They need to do that because right now they've got very little leverage against any kind of an issue that might come up, don't they?
Rates are very, very low, and we really don't want to see negative rates in this country, so there isn't much room for them to go lower. There is the possibility of more quantitative easing, which would probably have a marginal effect, but diminishing returns set in on
you
that.
Don't really think they're going to put more money in. Barring some kind of a catastrophe somewhere, you don't think they'd put more money in the economy, do you?
Not under foreseeable circumstances.
Right.
You know, the whole world is sort of in a deflationary spiral, pulling down rates, going negative in Japan and Europe, and that's causing money to flow to the U.S. That's pulling down U.S. rates. So
creating a false performance view of what's going on in the United States right now? Are we benefiting from that in a way that makes it look like we're doing better than we are?
Well, I think the money flows have contributed to to the stock market. It's hard to explain how the stock market can be hitting new highs.
Yeah.
With the economy that we have,
it's a safe harbor.
Those of us lucky enough to have been in the stock market are feeling pretty good these days.
It's a safe harbor effect.
Yeah. So, I'm even considering buying a little gold for my portfolio.
I was going to ask you. That was one of my questions for you today. I want to save that for a little bit. Well, I'm going to ask you about gold in a minute, but I want to come back to the interest rates though. I mean, the 10-year is at record levels, isn't it?
Yeah, record low levels.
30-year mortgages, 3.25 for 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
That's astonishing. I mean, I've never seen it.
People talk a lot about how the low rates on deposits are hurting consumers, but I think consumers are are more helped by 30-year mortgages than
if you don't have a 30-year mortgage and you got good credit, you need to go get one of these. And I'll tell you something else. If you're not in a house that you want to be in for the next 10 years, you need to go looking for one right now and try to get some of this money. I mean, I'm telling you, it's because we could be 3 years away from 6 or 7% rates, couldn't we, Bob?
Yeah, it could happen.
It could double. Your rates could double in less than a handful of years. So
there was a recent survey done of economic literacy, and one of the big findings was that people don't really understand the relationship between bond prices and interest rates.
That's no question. That's one of the great. We come back. Maybe you can help us with that. I'm going to ask Bob to explain that to us. And why would he be thinking about gold? 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting here too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.